Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. And we're now at the stage of electric vehicle dissemination where costs between EVs and gas-powered vehicles are starting to intersect. Though COVID caused a very modest year-over-year sales boost in 2020, every year since has seen a dramatic uptick, with 2024 reaching 1.3 million electric units, good for a market share of 8.1%. Of course, that's in the U.S. and in Europe and parts of Asia, the market share is a great deal higher. But seeing the increase in America is encouraging. And in fact, according to market research firm Gartner, battery electric vehicles will be on average cheaper to produce than a comparable internal combustion engine by 2027. That's ambitious to say the least, and is heavily dependent on reducing battery costs, which currently account for 40% of an EV's cost, to say nothing of battery-related repairs or replacement. And on the line to discuss this is Richard Chu, president of LiCAP Technologies, which has worked closely with leading automakers like Nissan. So, Richard, thanks for joining us. And can you give us the executive overview of LiCAP Technologies? You know, what sort of work do they do with Nissan and other automakers?
Jason, thank you so much for having me in the show. Love to chat about the topic. LiCAP is the pioneer of active dry electrode technology, a solvent-free roll-to-roll electrode manufacturing process designed specific to transform next-generation battery manufacturing, specific by eliminating toxic wet coating and energy-intensive drying steps. The core is the active dry electrode platform, a chemistry-agnostic manufacturing technology capable of producing dry electrode for a wide range of battery types, including lithium ion, solid ion, and solid-state in electric vehicle, transportation, and energy storage applications. The benefit would deliver including high power density and a significant reduction in manufacturing cost and environmental footprint. Importantly, LiCAP's holistic approach from formulation to process technology to commercial equipment gave us a powerful competitive advantage. That's what we call ourselves a full-stack dry electrode developer and manufacturer. There are a range of work we do with auto OEMs, such as joint development for the next generation battery technology and the manufacturing capability, leveraging the game-changing dry electrode technology. We work with OEM to mass produce dry electrode for their battery applications through technology licenses. Specifically for Nissan, we are scaling dry electrode technology for Nissan's all-state battery program as part of its ambition 2030 roadmap, and we are working towards the initial launch in 2028. The partnership builds on a very successful joint development phase and targets commercial scale production of Nissan's all-state battery cathode line using LiCAP's dry electrode process.
Okay, now you heard the figure I mentioned. Why is the battery pack approximately 40% of the total cost of EVs?
Now, battery is really a key component of EV, much like the engine for gas, for traditional conventional gas car. The reason battery pack is such expensive piece of the EV because the high material costs involve lithium, nickel, cobalt, and some of these rare earth high expensive materials, very complex, energy-intensive manufacturing. That slurry electrode production involve a very costly solvent and long drying lines and process that often create high energy consumption, high yield loss, driving up a pack cost. Now, if you visit or saw some of the traditional wet processing, it's like 4 feet long. It's very long, complex process, and takes a lot of time and energy. So in contrast, dry electrode manufacturing is much simpler, cheaper, more durable, safer, and more sustainable. So I think basically it's a long, complexity, energy-heavy process that drags in on the yield and costs the expensive of a battery pack for EVs.
All right. Now, what are some of the principal supply chain challenges faced by EV designers, manufacturers?
There are probably a number of those, but if you really break down, I guess, you know, we can think about globally And overall, it doesn't matter where you are. So manufacturing bottlenecks, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, that slurry line requires solvent like MP, environmental not friendly, high temperature ovens and non-equipment footprints, raising the cost, energy use. And also a lot of those materials, if you want to recover, you have to design another process, additional equipment, complex energy consumption to bring some of the materials back. So overall, those are some of the challenges globally. But nationally, as U.S. industry manufacturing, that we don't really have raw materials to produce battery pack, more or less. And like most critical materials process components, we source from China, Japan, Europe, creating a very long lead time. And one interesting tidbit, for example, today here in the U.S., if you think about raw material feed stock into a battery manufacturing, the recycling process, recycling from existing battery today, the amount of the feed stock we can produce from recycling is actually larger than the mining for those materials here in the U.S. So this just indicate that it's a fairly large national change for us here in the U.S. and to some extent Europe, that in terms of those critical materials. And with this backdrop, the dry electrode technology actually give U.S. a chance to expand its domestic electrode production, because dry electrode line are smaller, fast to get the going on permit, lower energy, along with some incentive for domestic manufacturing. So I think this is a game change for us to kick off domestic manufacturing for battery technology process.
That makes sense. Now, you mentioned dry electrode manufacturing. Maybe you could delve into this a little deeper. How could dry electrode manufacturing lower the cost of EVs exactly?
Yeah, specifically, if you compare to wet process, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, something very complex. But if you break down, there are five major steps, because you start with wet slurry and so on and so forth, and you have the dry. And dry electrode, because it's a dry process, it does not have solvent. It's a solvent-free manufacturing process. And as a result, you shrink from five steps into three steps. Now, as we heard about many manufacturing process, it's keep improving, right? You're getting better a little bit here and there. But the best way to do that is, if you don't have to deal with two or three steps altogether, that's much, much better. Essentially, we shrink five steps into three steps, not only just three, but also three simpler, less complex steps, and require, it does not require a large manufacturing facility. Essentially, we'll reduce the CapEx by 30-40% upfront and require less equipment, less footprints. And because there's no drying process for wet slurry in the process, the energy consumption is much lower because the equipment is much smaller, simpler. It's easier to operate. So the operational expenses on an ongoing basis will be saved up to 70%. So it's a huge reduction in terms of upfront and ongoing costs as well. The other thing I want to mention, that the decap dry electrode use what we call roll-to-roll freestanding film, because you don't get the end product when you do the roll-to-roll manufacturing. So anything out of spec and the edge, because you need to produce specific dimension of the electrode, you can cut, and those will kind of feed back to the feedstock to restart, right? So the recycling capability by design get to almost 99-100%. So it's a huge reduction from processing as well as raw materials perspective. And that's why dry electrode manufacturing lowers the overall cost of EV substantially.
All right, Richard. Now, finally, let's bring this back to the consumer. You know, how could dry electrode manufacturing eventually create longer lasting electrodes that can support up to double the usable cycle life?
Yeah, I think, you know, number one, obviously, in addition to the cost saving, lower the overall battery cost, that obviously brings adoption in a much better much better position. Dry coating process produce stronger, more uniform electrode structure with better mechanical integrity and few micro cracks. If you think about the wet processing, which is classical processing today, when you dry the wet slurry and there are fair amount of things gets out when you and create some sort of structural challenge and sort of strength of the material, so to speak. Dry coating really produce stronger, more uniform structure to with better mechanical integrity, a better conical conductivity, better electronic performance as well. Enhanced conductive pathway and stability during cycling and improve retention and reduce the degradation. So that we can support up to 2x usable cycle life, deliver long-lasting EV batteries, lower total cost of ownership, and provide greater consumer confidence in range and the reliability. And those are the several key components for consumer feel more comfortable to adopt EV in general.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Richard. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.